This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. All right, quick quiz. I'm Luke Burbank, by the way. That's Allison Stewart over there.
Hello.
You may know her from such television shows as Real Time with Bill Maher. Okay, how do you pronounce X-O-F?
Zov? Why are you asking me this?
I don't know. Someone wrote it. I don't even understand. Oh, it's part of the show where we take Fox News slogan and we make it backwards. Oh, I see. It's clever. I should really pre-read these things. Whatever. Let's do this thing called The Most.
This is where we take a look at the most emailed and most read and sent stories all across the internet. Dan Pashman.
This could have been really cute if I was.
Collect yourself, Dan. Collect yourself.
I'm good.
What do you have for us today?
Anyway, there's these new devices. Actually, they're not new, but they're starting.
Where's it from?
Most emailed New York Times.
Thank you.
Devices enforce silence of cell phones illegally. These are illegal devices that more and more Americans are buying, getting them shipped from overseas. Basically, you're riding on the train, you're in a public place, a bunch of people around you talking on their cell phones super loud. It's annoying. We all know it.
Oh, yeah.
You have one of these little devices, you press a button, it will end every cell phone conversation within a 30-foot radius by jamming the cell phone signals. And these devices are getting more and more attention from cell phone companies that are not pleased, obviously. We should say, use of these devices, as I said, is illegal. They can cost anywhere from $50 to a few hundred, depending on how powerful they are. But the jamming technology, guys, works by sending out a radio signal so powerful that phones are overwhelmed and cannot communicate with cell towers, which gives me an idea about a new distribution system for our show. I don't know if that's...
Can we have it so that it just starts playing the Bryant Park Project over your
conversation? In everyone's brains everywhere?
Yeah. That's ethical. Thanks, Dan.
All right.
We've got Ilya Marritz here with something... Where is this from, first of all?
Oh, this is from the... First of all... Xoff, sorry, I wrote that.
No, you know what,
I needed to cue you in on that one.
No, it was my bad.
Okay, here's the story from the Baltimore Sun. You might remember this guy, Funky Bartlett. His given name is Elwood. He won the...
Wait, his given name is Elwood and his nickname is Funky.
Funky, yeah.
Okay.
I could see how that, yeah. Maybe something...
His given name is Xoff.
Something from Xoff. Maybe it's something from summer camp, Funky.
Okay,
I don't know.
Funky,
anyway,
sorry.
He was this 40-year-old accountant over in the Baltimore suburbs. He won $33 million in the Mega Millions jackpot.
Wow.
In September. He said he was going to start some kind of school for Wiccanism, and people started imagining all these kind of Hogwarts kind of things in Baltimore. That didn't make sense. Anyway, the Baltimore Sun sent this reporter out to his monthly coffee clutch at the White Marsh Shopping Center, which he convenes for people who are interested in Wiccanism and Reiki and all that kind of stuff, and just sort of sat in on the thing and asked him, by the way, had he heard of the lottery curse for people who win the lottery, that usually bad stuff, you know, sometimes happens to them down the line. Bartlett the Witch just smiles his Cheshire-like grin. Oh, I don't believe in curses, he said, then paused. No, I have the ability to deflect the curses that come my way.
Man has an answer for everything.
Yeah, yeah, so. Never was there a person better suited to deal with the lotto curse.
He's going to be the first chancellor of Wicca U.
All right, Matt Martinez joins
Hello.
Us with NPR's Most Emailed.
NPR's Most Emailed isn't even a story that ran on NPR. It's an article that ran on NPR.org, the Kitchen Window series by Nicole Spiridakis about quinoa, which I have been fed. People have fed me this, and I have no idea what it is. Well, not until I read this really love letter to quinoa. And actually, we have Nicole Spiridakis on the line from San Francisco right now. Nicole, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Well, why do you love the quinoa so much?
Why do I love the quinoa? Because it tastes really good. That's the first thing. Also, it's pretty easy to make, and I'm a vegetarian, so it's kind of like the perfect dish for me because it has so much protein.
I see this from your article. Quinoa is a complete protein, which means it has all the 9 essential amino acids and can be prepared equally well as a savory or sweet dish.
Right. It's a super crop, which the United Nations said. And actually, I was talking about this yesterday with a friend of mine, and we were thinking, gosh, you know, maybe this could be like the new food for a lot of countries that are really needing a good product, especially because it grows at such high altitude with little water. And I mean, there's lots of places in the world, I think, that it could grow pretty well.
And it's not even a grain, it's a seed.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. You're eating seeds.
Did you get to be the most emailed story or one of the most emailed stories just because you sent it to all of your friends and had them
send
everyone.
Well, I don't want to say that, but, you know, the evidence is inconclusive.
And there are some pretty cool recipes, quinoa recipes, which is another reason it shot to number one. So if you want to go at npr.org, go to most emailed. It's the number one story. Congratulations, Nicole Spiridakis.
Okay.
Thanks, Nicole. All right, Trish McKinney, a story that captivated the BPP staff before the show this morning.
Yes, and apparently a lot of readers of CNN.com, too, because it's one of the most viewed and most emailed on that site. It is the death of professional wrestling's Fabulous Moolah. She was the first woman inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. She died on Friday at the age of 84. Her name was Lillian Ellison, and I'll be honest, I didn't know much about her, but everything I'm reading, I just love her more and more. She grew up in a community called Tukidu, which I think is almost my favorite thing about her. And she won the championship for, you know, 28 years running, something like that, and then she won it back again in her 70s. She just sounds awesome.
Yeah, she was one of the gorgeous ladies of wrestling when I was a kid.
Glow.
Late Saturday night after the guys' wrestling had been on, you'd get some gorgeous ladies of wrestling action. And the funny thing was, half of the women were in their 50s and 60s even then. It wasn't like...
Because I'm 50. Because I'm...
Kick.
Can I read you my favorite quote? This is from an article in South Carolina's The State. She said, "I love old people and I love babies, and if anybody else steps in my way, I just kick their butt. That's the way it is."
I think you could live your life that way. And the Fabulous Moolah did. Taken too early, Fabulous Moolah. We'll miss you.
And just so you know, her funeral services are on Wednesday, if anybody's planning to go.
All right. Trish McKinney.
Thank you very much. And everyone else who brought us the most from around the world. Thanks, guys. That is the most.